Information needed to complete contract forms. License holders must fully understand the many promulgated forms and how best to use them to facilitate the client's wishes. Chapter 3 outlines the basic information needed to fill out these promulgated forms. Additionally, we will review the initial elements of the most commonly used promulgated form, the 1-4 Family Residential Contract, Resale. Some states do not allow license holders to complete contract forms and addenda for buyers, sellers, landlords, or tenants. Under these circumstances, an attorney must draw all forms signed by the parties. Additionally, some states require that each party to a contract have legal representation. Other states, including Texas, allow license holders to prepare standardized contract forms and addenda for the parties to the transaction. Elements and Practice 1-4, Family Residential Contract, Resale. The heading of the contract contains the date the commission approved the contract form. License holders must ensure they are using the most current version of the contract forms. Failure to use the most current version is a violation of the License Act. The title of the form reveals its intended use. The contract form is the 1-4 Family Residential Contract, Resale. 1-4 is for single-family properties, duplexes, triplex properties, and four-unit buildings. A building with 5 or more living units would be considered a commercial transaction. It is also used for resales only. A new home contract would be used on new home sales. This form is not to be used for a condominium, but may be used for the sale of a townhouse. Paragraph 1. Parties. The document will include the parties, buyer and seller. The seller's name should appear on the document in the same manner they took title. The buyer's name should appear in the manner in which he or she intends to take title to the property. If buyers are uncertain as to how to take title, they should be referred to the appropriate legal and/or tax professionals. Enter the legal names of buyer and seller, as they will appear on all documents and closing instruments. The blanks for both buyer and seller should be filled in without any reference to marital status. Paragraph 2. Property. Paragraph 2. A. Enter the legal description and address of the property to be conveyed. If the property is described by meets and bounds, attach the description to the contract. Paragraph 2. B. This includes the improvements, which are all man-made additions to the land, including the house, garage, and other permanently installed and built-in items. Paragraph 2. C describes accessories, which, while not necessarily permanently installed or built-in, are commonly conveyed to the buyer in the sale. Paragraph 2. D. Enter exclusions to the sale. If an item is to be excluded, give it a name and a location. For example, dining room chandelier would be an adequate name and location. Excluded items are to be removed prior to delivery of possession. Paragraph 3. Sales price. Paragraph 3.A. The down payment is always the difference between the sales price and the sum of all financing. Paragraph 3.B. The sum of all financing from all sources. Paragraph 3.C. The sales price is the sum of 3.A and 3.B. Paragraph 4. Leases. If the seller is aware of any leases affecting the property, the seller will disclose them in the addendum regarding residential leases or the addendum regarding fixture leases. Paragraph 4.A. If a tenant with a lease agreement resides on the property, the seller must inform the buyer of the residential lease attached to the property. The seller must provide the buyer with copies of the lease agreements and other relevant documentation, such as move-in forms, amendments to the lease agreement, and any addenda. In many cases, the buyer will not know if the seller owns or leases certain fixtures on the property. When the buyer's agent submits the buyer's offer, the buyer's agent will likely not check any boxes under paragraph 4 unless the agent finds information about leased fixtures in the MLS. The seller will counter with the relevant addendum, and the buyer will have to decide whether or not to move forward with the transaction. Paragraph 4. B. A typical example of a fixture lease is a lease for solar panels. many homeowners opt to sign a power purchase agreement, PPA, with a solar company instead of purchasing a solar panel system. In that case, the solar company owns the solar panel system and equipment, and the homeowner leases it from them. Solar leases are long-term, often at least 20 years. So if the homeowner decides to sell the property, he, she, will typically have to pay off the lease, or the buyer will have to assume it. Paragraph 4.C. The seller is responsible for providing the buyer with copies of all natural resource leases within 3 days of the contract's effective date. Natural resource leases include oil and gas leases, mineral leases, wind leases, water leases, geothermal leases, and other leases for natural resources. Please note that this paragraph only applies if the seller has entered into or is aware of any natural resource leases affecting the property. Leases of natural resources will not apply to the residential condominium contract. Once both parties have signed the contract, the seller may not enter into new leases, nor may they make any modifications to existing leases affecting the property without the buyer's written consent. For example, it would not be permissible for a seller under contract with a buyer to enter into a new lease on the property unless the buyer gives the seller written consent to do so.